Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, or good morning, depending on your time zone. Welcome everybody to Nightlight. Welcome light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers and querents, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children and philosophers, and all those who are seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host. And along with Jeannie, we invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around our nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. The show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, gather for a time and be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is our own very small oasis in the turmoil that we call creation. Share with us your light, we'll share ours with you, and with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide light enough for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory. So gathering together, as we do every week, generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you'd like to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website, barbaradelong.com. There's a ton of information there, as well as links to the other endeavors that I am connected with, and there are a ton of them, and I'm not going to bore you by listing them right now. There's also information on the other shows that I do, of which I am very honored to be included in. on the 25th. That is, let me see, a week from this coming Thursday on the 25th, Almost Heaven with Lizzie Starr and Adele is going to be on the air. And I am going to be a guest on that show, and I'm truly honored to be on that show with those two lovely ladies. I'll be on the first Tuesday, the last Thursday of the month. So do join in on the first Tuesday and the last Thursday, but also every Tuesday and Thursday, because I'm sure the show is going to be full of spiritual insight and wonderful mystical information and laughter. And I think it's going to be an amazing show, and Adele is Lizzie's daughter, so you get two generations of some pretty special stuff there if you join in on that show. The other show that Jeannie and I are doing, which we're very excited about, is Nightlight Matrix, and that starts on the 17th, which is this coming Wednesday, and that's going to be a show that is spiritual and paranormally focused, but it's going to be an interview show. And I'm going to have wonderful, insightful, amazing people on the show. And this next Wednesday, the 17th, we're going to have, the show's 8 to 10 o'clock on Wednesday evening, is the person we're going to have on then is Lynn Buss, who wrote The Heart of Numerology. You can tell the pollen's got me today. And he is one of the most outstanding spiritual, phenomenal numerology persons I have ever met. He wrote my most favorite book of all time, which was Numerology for the New Age. His new book is From the Heart of Numerology, and it gives you so much insight and information. It is amazing. He is a very spiritual man who incorporates his spirituality into all of the information that he gives. So it is phenomenal. No readings on that night, but a tremendous amount of phenomenal, phenomenal information. And next Friday, our special guest is James Luce, who is a phenomenal, also phenomenal, medium, psychic, who had his training in the spiritualist church, as did I. He's also an actor. So he brings theatrics to a great extent into what he does. He's a phenomenal man. He's enjoyable. He is just anybody who listens to him will fall immediately in love with him. And Jeannie's actually had the honor of having a reading with him. So if you're curious about James Luce, ask her, because she absolutely thinks he's fabulous too. And the following Wednesday night, Nightlight Matrix is going to be our medium show. And James is going to be a guest on that show, as is Mary Peeler. And we're going to share with you information about mediumship, how you develop into it, what happens, some of the pitfalls, some of the exciting things that can go along with that. So we have a pretty great calendar coming up here, actually. I do invite you to join us. The Nightlight Matrix is a new show, and basically we're going to be covering everything from UFOs to unicorns and everything in between. And I think that I'm going to have the honor of being able to bring to you a lot of information on subjects and topics that perhaps you've heard of before but haven't heard enough about. And we're going to see if we can't shed some light on other light work energy. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm very excited about it. Jeannie is in the chat room. Oh, and Mary Peeler, not this month, but next month. Mary Peeler is normally on with us the last Friday of every month. I don't believe she's going to make the 26th, but after that, it's the last Friday of the month with Mary Peeler. So Jeannie's in the chat room, and though she doesn't read, she can answer most of your questions and give you information if you need to. I don't answer IMs, because I can't multitask. So she's Barbara DeLong co-host. If you have a question, I suggest you IM her, because she does try to answer everybody's questions. And if you're interested in a reading, the call-in number is 347-857-2139. Also, as I have mentioned before, I do have a website, and on the website I have put predictions for every month of the year. And I want to share with you the one for April because it feels as though they're hitting right on target, which is, you know, much to my delight. So they're on my website, and that's at barbaradulong.com if you're interested in seeing the rest of the year or what happened prior. For April, the time is coming that there will yet be yet another shift of consciousness, and humanity as a whole will experience another period of awakening, a time when we see the impact of our words and actions and have the opportunity to shift the way in which we interact with each other. These moments give us the opportunity to change and alter the way in which we interact with each other. For many, the shift will come as a great awakening, and they will recognize what casual statements and thoughtless actions can cause in the lives of others. Some will ignore that they have caused harm and go about their day-to-day lives not changed. Those are the ones who will learn by experience as their actions come back to them, usually greatly magnified. We'll be observing the element of balance and karma more closely in this time period, and many will be startled as to how rapidly what they have done to others returns to them with great impact. For those who learn by this experience and change their lives, there is a new direction that opens to them. Doors will open and opportunity will call for change and expansion on all levels. Those who do not adjust their lives will be caught in a loop that will repeat until they get it. And then they too will move on to the new levels of experience and wisdom. We all radiate an energy that surrounds us and enhances the vibration of who we are. That energy is felt by others on a very subliminal level. Like attracts like, and so on a vibrational level, we are drawn to those who have a resonance with us. Since the physical and the personality have nothing to do with this energy, often very unique individuals are drawn together. There is a synchronicity of spirit that becomes the bond that connects us on this level. If the ego steps aside, then connections of a very spiritual nature are made. When the ego gets in the way, choices are made on very superficial levels, and often the bond is not as strong. Trust to the energies and be guided by them as you seek for relationships that have crossed the barriers of time and dimension to draw spirits to one another. The law of attraction is present in this time frame as well. Be careful what you ask for because the universe may well supply it. Pay attention to what you want and what you need and ask for the universe to bring you what and who you need at this point in time. Spreading a wide net out there is much better than being so specific that you limit the universe and what it can bring to you. Remember, it's all right to say no thank you and wait for the quality you deserve. The universe has a habit of offering you less and seeing if you'll settle for it. There is such a thing as perfect, and you deserve it. This month, the focus is on work, finishing and letting go of projects that are long overdue. Putting your nose to the grindstone will lighten your load later on. There has been a tendency when seasons change to become distracted and lost in the changes that are going on around you. Not this year. Hold on to your schedule and complete your projects. If you don't, you'll find yourself frustrated and left behind as others who did not become distracted move on to new areas of interest and awareness. Make sure your I's are dotted and your T's crossed and become meticulous in all things for the month. Believe me, it will pay off in the long run. This is going to be a month where it feels like nothing is happening, but believe me, a great deal is. It just isn't on the surface yet. The element of finishing what you start is very important. Working on yourself is important as well. Give yourself the time to take emotional stock, and where you come up short, do the work that you promised yourself to do months ago. We can always improve upon ourselves and the way we are following our pathways. Those who feel they are perfect and don't need any more work will find themselves stuck in one place. No forward motion in any aspect of their lives. Those who are constantly growing and expanding their consciousness will have magic happen in their lives. And that is all inclusive. The potential from great abundance enters into this for great abundance enters in this month as well. For whatever levels you have been gathering and working on, there will be abundance. The greater the focus, the greater the abundance. From the physical to the etheric, there is great return on your investments. The universe does not always focus on the same levels as we do. Monetary quests are not always considered to be a reflection of spiritual works. of spiritual works. Well done. Abundance on a spiritual level may well take on a different form than what was expected. The universe is watching spiritual development and evolution, how we function within our reality and how we impact and share with the rest of humanity. It isn't the gathering of monetary toys that is the measure of growth and development, but rather the abundance of love, sharing, and compassion that we carry within and share with others. Abundance is here in direct proportion to what you have shared unconditionally with your fellow man. It works. It's amazing. I really have to say that law of attraction is underrated, and the phrase is probably overused. It's a profound energy, and it does touch our lives, and it does interact in the most unusual and exciting ways. So pay attention to what you're putting out there, because what you bring back is certainly going to be a direct reflection of where you are, who you are, and where you are along your pathway. I think I've found over time that paying attention to the people that are in my life gives me a very good idea as to just exactly not only what I've been working on, but how well I've been working on it, hopefully. So I invite you to do the same thing, because it is an amazing, amazing experience. So spring has sprung. Pollen is out, and I am hoarse as heck. So, please excuse the husky voice. And let's see what we can do for some people who have called in. Hi, Kathy. You're on the air.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing well. Doing very well. Thank you.
Good.
How can I help today?
Let's see. I guess I need to pay my income tax, and it's a large amount.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering where I'm going to get the money from.
Okay. That's a good question. I think you had best call them and see if they can't arrange a payment plan, because there's no place for you to get the money.
That's what I thought.
It's way too late to hang a red light out and pray.
Mm-hmm.
The government doesn't want to put anybody in jail.
Mm.
And it's not because it's a noble thing. It's just because they don't want to support you. They do make all sorts of arrangements with people, and from what I can see here, that your communication skills are actually quite profound. And I don't think you have anything to sell. I don't think there's any place where you can get the money from. I think you're going to have to talk to them about some sort of a payment plan. And I know that they do make those arrangements.
Yeah, you're right. They do. And that's what I'll end up doing.
Yeah, I think it's a great lesson for you. I think it's going to make you appreciate your hustle a lot more, and I don't mean the dance. It's going to teach you how well you can, how amazingly well and creatively you can be when you need to be. And I think that the fact that you have a sense of humor about it all still is fabulous. They really
I think this is some of my leftover old energy, where I was reckless with money when I started my jewelry business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel it is.
Well, are you online with your jewelry stuff? Or do you take it to fairs and stuff like that?
I take it to fairs and stuff.
I see you being, frankly, I see you being very successful. It feels to me as though, in many ways, it was important for you to sort of reset your priorities, and I do feel they are reset. It's just that you're having to play catch up with garbage from the past, and it does feel as though you are going to manage to make everything work and come out okay. I don't feel that you're going to have any horrific trouble with the government. It does feel as though your creativity is being tested, and I think you're going to succeed beautifully because you are an extraordinarily creative person and willing to work. You're not hiding anything. You're just, the reality is there, you know. And I've been in that position, so I do. I was very creative in spending money, and I had to be very creative in paying
well,
it back.
Well, that's how I was, you know. So,
The first time I destroyed all my credit cards, I did it nobly, and I really meant it. But then I realized that you could shop online with just your credit card number. You didn't need the card itself.
Oh, gee.
They may have changed the rule now, but this happened like 20 or 30 years ago. And I found that even if you were over limit, if it was under a $50 charge, they didn't check it so that you could shove your limit way over where it was supposed to be.
I think there was a lesson in here for me to learn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have no credit cards now.
I have one debit credit card. That's it.
Yeah.
But
and
I,
you know,
that too.
Oh, yeah. But it, you know, part of it is you came in as a spiritually focused person. And frankly, money doesn't really mean that much to you until people try to get it out of you. And then, of course, it means something. But it's a means to an end. It's not the end.
Right.
So you don't really, you know, value it, treasure it, whatever. And you know, it's hard to value the dollar because it isn't even worth a dollar anymore. So, but that's the government's fault, not ours. I strongly believe that you are going to be very creative with this, and I'm sure that you will be able to work out some sort of payment plan that is feasible for you, that doesn't, you know, absolutely take food out of your mouth and a roof over your head, because I can't do that.
No, I'll be all right. It's just that, I thought it was going to be.
Well, you know, yeah, I know that feeling. But it does feel here as though there is a lesson here. And it's pulling you back to square one. It's getting you more responsible with a lot of stuff in your life. And I think it's important for you to learn it at this point in time.
Yeah.
So you will learn it. And it's one of those lessons that I hated to learn. And I don't think I've totally learned it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you know, my husband's mad because I'm going out west to take this quantum healing angel class next month.
Uh-huh.
And I just feel drawn to it. And, you know, he's always saying, like, you're wasting money. But for me, I don't feel it's a waste.
Well, I can understand why he would say that and how he would feel that, but I don't think it's a waste either. I think it's a way of touching into another level of consciousness within yourself. And I think it's an important thing to do. Your timing may be off a little bit.
Yeah.
yeah,
right.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. a little. But other than that, I think it's a class that I would think you will benefit from. As I said, timing is maybe not the best in the world. Is there another class being offered later on?
No, because I asked that. She teaches a lot in Europe, in Germany. And
okay.
See, I saw where the opportunity came up where she's teaching it here in Phoenix. So I said, I got to go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, make sure you could show him how it benefits him.
Right.
Aside from the fact that he has to eat TV dinners for a while.
No, it won't be like that.
I would make sure that he sees the benefit to him, because I think you've got a really cool husband.
Well, you know, the problem with him, though, he understands the Reiki I do, but he doesn't understand the long-distance Reiki, how it works. He just can't see it.
Well, no, of course you can't see it. As long as
no, you're right. But, I mean, he doesn't believe in that, so.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Not everybody has to believe in it. The fact
you're
that
right.
It works is enough. I mean, but as I said, if you can show him how this is of benefit to him, of how you can use it so that it's of benefit to him, he'll feel much better about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would sit back and I would really put on a legal hat from a past lifetime and figure out how you can put it to him so that it makes it seem like it's really important you do this because it'll make life easier for him.
That's what I'm thinking too.
Yeah, I think he'll agree as long as he sees a point to it. I mean, this is just woo-woo stuff to him now as far as he can. It's an angel class, right?
Right. Well, they teach about law of attraction. They go into, like, so many different things in it. It's a three-day class.
Well, I'm sure that it's worth it.
Yeah. I know. I don't have to pitch it to you. I know.
No, I'm sure it's worth it. I'm sure you're going to get a great deal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that he sees the benefit, because I think he'll have no problem with it. I mean, the timing, you know, putting out money when money isn't there to give to the government probably doesn't seem the wisest thing to do.
Right.
But, of course, the money's gone now, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So if you don't go, it's a waste of money.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I paid for everything already.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good thing for you. I think this is a creative time for you. I think the important thing the spirits sort of want you to hear and know is that no matter what you learn from another person, until and unless you incorporate it into your own skills and make it your own by altering it slightly, it isn't yours to use.
Right. I also heard that just because she's a teacher, you have to you'll be teaching yourself things or something like that.
Yeah, teachers can only put forth information. It's up to the student to make it their own and use it.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels as though this teacher really does practice what she preaches.
Yeah.
There are a lot of teachers that don't. But this
mm-hmm.
one feels as though she practices what she preaches. So I think you have a very good teacher, good source of information. But until you use it, unless you use it, it isn't worth it. And you have to use it or it's a waste of money.
Right. And she's the only person that teaches it.
Well, that's a good start.
Yeah, it is.
I think you're going to be fine.
Okay.
You do have healing energy. Make sure you use it.
I will.
And you do Reiki, right?
Yes.
Reiki Master?
Mm-hmm.
Reiki was initiated and started in order to heal yourself and work on yourself. Are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing it on your husband?
Well, yeah, he does let me do it. but I'm going to this, to acupuncture and this cranial specialist for my neck and the ringing in my ears and stuff, and he goes, well, why can't you heal yourself?
Well,
sometimes you just can't.
Sometimes we have to have disabilities in order to learn a lesson.
Ah,
but,
I'll have to tell him that one. That's a good one.
Yeah, and while you're all the way in Phoenix, practice your distant healing on him.
Okay.
He'll never know what hit him.
That's right.
Okay, well, you'll be fine.
All right, thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye. Now.
And if we use that energy, that's why we're energy workers. Both Shelley and I are energy workers. And we use the energy everything that's natural around us to make things happen, to make it manifest. Come to fruition. So that's what I do. Oh, what do you know, Shelley?
Yeah. What the covers mean? Some of them you gave some meetings, and some of them you didn't get meetings. What do the covers mean?
Okay, so now you guys have experienced what it's like when a cat walks over your keyboard and hangs up the phone. I do apologize. The cat just decided that it was time to take a break and stepped on me. But I'm back. Okay, we've got Lucy in Illinois. Hi, Lucy. How are you doing?
Hi, Barbara. How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
I'm back again.
That's so cute with the cat.
Oh, no, it's not. I have 8 of them here, and they do tend to every now and then decide to check out the cards that I have down, and, of course, then you get cat scanned. But but they do walk over the phone, and it's often that suddenly I go away, and I think Jeannie has to sit there and go, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, do I have to talk? And it does scare her a lot.
I love it. You know what, Barbara, I was calling. This is a big time of change. Yesterday was my birthday, and I know that I have a path in front of me, which is going to involve my light work, my tarot card reading. But in the meantime, I definitely need to get a job to pay the bills until I can, move forward to what I really, truly want to do. So what I was calling about was to see how, if you can just kind of give me a heads up or what you're feeling about the job search in the meantime.
God, I hate to tell you this.
Yeah.
But your profession is spirituality.
And I know that. And I know that.
Wow.
And I do know that it's going to take a little bit of time to build it up to where I need it to be. But in the meantime, I do need to get something to, sustain myself until I can.
Yeah, you need the you need the mundane job.
Mm-hmm.
Cripe. Because when I look at where the house of profession would be, I get spirituality and new beginnings. So I can tell you you'll get a job, because by the time you get to May, there's abundance in your life, and you've used law of attraction to make it happen. Have you done a vision board?
Yes.
Okay. From what I can see here, I don't see a profession. I see a lot of part-time stuff.
Okay.
So
which
that,
I'm good with.
So that you know, and you're actually good at retail stuff too.
Okay.
So you're a people person. You're somebody that you know can talk to strangers and make them feel good. You have, you're compassionate and you're empathetic and all of that stuff.
Yeah. The communication aspect of it. I'm identifying with, I've spent too much time trying to fit in to where I really didn't belong, and it was a long stretch. It was 19 years with the same employer, and in the beginning it was wonderful, and by the time the end came, I definitely knew that it was no longer the right place. So I definitely want to embrace the light work, and I know that's where I belong.
Yeah, are you ordained yet?
No.
Go to my website, and there's a search engine, I think, at the bottom of the front page, and type in Sanctuary of the Beloved. That's a wonderful place to be ordained through. It's actually, I think it's either a weekend or a one-day workshop, but it gives you credentials that are good in all over the country.
Okay.
And the reason you get ordained is a number of reasons. One, you can't be sued because you're doing spiritual counseling. Two is you can actually serve in a church. So,
okay.
And you may not want to do pulpit work, but, I did. I was a rotating minister for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was once a month or whatever, and it validated my credentials. The reality here is that your main work is spiritual, of writing and counseling and teaching. And
mm-hmm.
So I would say look for part-time jobs, look for part-time retail, look for it's summertime. Beat the kids to the jobs. I think that so long as you're working with the general public, so long that you're out there and talking to people a lot, I don't see you on the telephone. I see you really doing, you know, retail jobs or part-time jobs or working, and I see you doing, you know, very unique and different things to just, you know, keep a steady flow of income going here, because of course spiritual work for the most part can't be lived on.
Right.
You know, I keep hearing teaching. What did you do before you became spiritual?
I was actually in workers' comp. I was doing workers' comp claims.
Okay. I don't think you belong there.
No.
Do you have a college education?
No, I have some, but not. Okay. I don't have a degree.
That's too bad. You could substitute teach. That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I see you working some with children, but that doesn't seem to be the bulk of it. The bulk of it seems to be out there talking to people. I see you in a role of almost a counselor,
mm-hmm.
but not filing forms for the government. It feels as though, you know, you could do counseling on people who are filing for workman's comp.
Mm-hmm. I've applied for, you know, some customer service jobs because I feel, you know, I like talking to people. I like solving problems.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of gearing the job search towards that. In addition, I've got a online radio show once a week. I've set up a website. I'm trying to connect with people because I'm honestly, Barbara, that I've been doing it so long for my friends and for free. And when all of this came down in January, it was like, you know, I sat, took a really good inventory of what I want to do when I grow up.
Uh-huh.
And I think this is it.
Well, you know, the universe has a way of waiting for us to make the right choices. And when we don't, they just make them for us. And
mm-hmm.
they aren't gentle. I had a car accident that stopped me in my teaching career 20 years before I was going to retire. So when they want you in the spiritual field, they make it impossible to go anywhere else. So
mm-hmm.
I would say that, you know, and clearly you are doing spiritual work as well as everything else to try to, you know, to try to balance your scale, your stuff here. You know, you've got magic and miracles, and you've got spirit energy around you. So there's a great deal of spirit energy around you, not just members of your family that have passed over, but beyond and above that, it's almost like you're calling in spirits to help you. I mean, it does. Are you a medium as well?
I've been told that I have medium abilities. I'm just now starting to explore that aspect. I mean, I do paranormal investigating, and through
uh-huh.
the investigations, I have really, really started to connect and started to address that part of it. And I've been on the last few investigations have really, really just kind of like the connection that I made really opened my eyes.
Okay. And what is your online radio show? Just get a plug in here.
It's every Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. It's called Tarot Readings with Lucy.
Okay. And it's on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
Jeannie, find the show and put the link in the chat room, please.
Okay.
And so yeah, the paranormal stuff, I think, might work into something that are there any organizations you can connect to that actually do get paid for this work?
It with paranormal investigating, it's very, very difficult to make a living from that.
Oh, I know. I know somebody who's very successful and very broke. you know, I keep seeing a book or two here, so it seems to me that quite possibly you need to start writing and then self-publishing.
Okay.
You don't get rich on it, but it looks like it's another avenue for you to experience and express. I think you're covering all your bases beautifully. I think no matter what you can pick up part-time, it's always, you know, to your benefit because you have the ability to sort of rotate your hours around it so that you work when you need to and you're off when you need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Are you involved in Reiki at all?
No.
Okay.
No. There's so much that I know that I need to start addressing, and those are the things that I'm trying to work towards now. I'm exploring all my avenues. You know, I'm listening to as many people as I can. You know, you, Lizzie and Hazel, you know, people that I can feel that have that, how do I put this, that have that pureness of heart and have that ability. You know, I'm listening, I'm trying to learn from you. And seriously, I mean, the more I listen, the more I gather. And honestly, I want to encourage anybody who needs some kind of guidance, Barbara, between you and some of the other brilliant people that are on Blog Talk, it is, you can learn so much.
Well, that's why we're here. Mm-hmm. This is Jeannie's way and my way of giving back. This is done totally for free, and it's a joy, and we learn from it as well. So it's not just, you know, us putting information out there. We always learn from everybody who calls in, which is really phenomenal. The reason I suggest you get level one, level two Reiki is because I know in this area and here in Illinois, most probably there as well, hospitals absolutely welcome people, Reiki practitioners, to come in and work with patients for free. It's nothing that's paid, but it would give you an opportunity to take your healing and your energy work and your counseling work into a hospital setting and you know, really benefit other people. And it's a wonderful way to give back.
Okay. Okay.
But
you've got
abundance here. You've got the law of attraction working for you. You're extraordinarily intelligent, and in spite of that, you're also intuitive. It feels like there is from time to time an argument going on in your head, which way to go, and it does. So long as you're following the intuition and not the head, you're going to be just fine. I would say you have such a commitment to the spiritual pathway that the universe will provide you with the means that you need to survive.
Okay.
That's the one way you know you're doing it right, when everything falls into place. And my only caution to you is don't try to overthink it. Just be open to whatever the universe sends your way. I mean, I've done some very unusual things, all legal, in my time that just fell into my life because I was in need and the money was there because of it. And I think that's something you know, we're on a spiritual pathway, and the only way we can teach others is to be a living example of the philosophy we believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, you need jobs, so put it out there. And Mary has wonderful mantras that she talks about thanking the universe for the prosperity and a job. And, you know, every morning you say that, thank you for the prosperity and the jobs that you're bringing to me that allow me to continue my spiritual pathway. And it works. It sounds simple, but it works. I don't see you have any other choice but to follow the spiritual and allow the spiritual to take care of you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much, darling. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And we're not going to let the cat hang up on the phone this time. Unbelievable. She just walked across, took a look at me, and stepped on the phone. She must want something. Okay. Hi, Rebecca. How are you doing today?
Hi. I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
Absolutely fabulous.
Well,
thank
I'm listening
you.
To you, and you sound fabulous. Thank you. You
well,
know, I'm just really enjoying your show and all your wisdom. I was calling to ask some questions about a relationship, but I don't know exactly what the question is.
All righty. Jeannie said that it had to do with your love life.
Yes, I have. I've been in a relationship for 2 years, that or a little more. That we're recently separated for a period of time. Sort of trying to figure out. He lives in. We were living together in Mexico, and I'm trying to decide whether to go back and try to continue working on it or go back and not work on it. He had a relapse of drugs and alcohol about 2 months ago, and he's been in recovery. But when it happened, it was really pretty bad. And we've both been getting a lot of help and a lot of support and doing a lot of inner work and healing, and I know he has too. But he's not sort of saying what I thought he would be, which is like, please come back and work on this with me. He's really kind of keeping me at a distance and saying, you know, he needs to work on himself, which I totally, totally respect and get. I guess I'm at a real crossroads where I'm trying to decide whether I should go to Mexico and continue to live there while he gets better and try to really continue my life there, or whether, you know, there's really no hope for us in the future and I really need to kind of let go and maybe refocus in the United States. That's very hard for me to imagine, but I'm really just trying to make some decisions here that are very hard.
Well, I would never say, and I don't think anybody else would either, I would never say there is no hope.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can say is that if he's asking for time and space to work on it himself, that's a very good sign. And you don't know how long it's going to take him, but he's had, I think there's a great deal of strength in him, and I think that he really wants to make a change and make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And having you around could be a distraction.
Right.
Because you would want to be working on the relationship, and he's working on finding sobriety and a way to maintain it.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So that the greatest gift you can give him is to stay away at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for him to be able to stay clean and sober for at least a year or two before you try to put the pressure of a relationship back on him, because he had a bad, bad relapse.
Yeah.
And this man is very genuine. He's very sweet. He really cares for you deeply, but you know, the reality may be that he's not strong enough to do this. I don't know what it is, but there's always that possibility. So
right.
So my advice to you would be stay here and work on yourself and work on and get some forward motion going in your life. So that he's not seeing you waiting, which would be pressure.
Just
let him know that you love him and that you know you're going to just get on with your stuff, and that when he's ready, you really want to be there.
Okay.
To go back there puts pressure on him, and I think it might be more pressure than he can handle.
Right. Right, that makes sense. Yeah.
But he's a good, sweet person.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, when he's not drunk.
but the reality here is, you know, I don't know if this lifetime he's supposed to be able to handle this.
Yeah.
You know, I can't tell.
It's a huge cross that he has to bear, and it's his journey. I know that. But
understand, too, he charted this before he came into this lifetime.
This is something
he needs to experience, and you can't help him. And if you try to help him, you get in the way of the process of whatever it is that he needs to learn.
So
I know you love him. And the reality here is you let your life go, you let your dreams go because you were trying to help him.
Yep, that's exactly right, Barbara, yeah.
And that's not a good thing either because in order for you to be a good partner in a relationship, you have to be balanced and whole and functioning and working on your dreams. And you weren't. You gave everything up.
That's exactly right.
That's not what love is.
I know. I have this fantasy that I could go down there and be working on my dreams and my putting myself back together. I know I need to do that work. I absolutely need to be focused on me right now. But I guess I was sort of hoping that maybe I could still be near him when I'm doing it. But
no.
Maybe that's not such a good idea. Yeah.
No, you're going down there to be a support system to him. And if you do that, then you're a crutch, and he doesn't do it on his own, and he probably relapse again.
Right.
Love him enough to step back and say, I love you, and when you're ready, come find me.
Okay. Do you think, I guess it hasn't been decided yet. I mean, that's his free will, right? But which way that goes? In other words,
I can tell you if you wait, nothing will happen and nothing will change.
If you
put off your forward motion, everything stays the same.
Right. Absolutely makes sense.
And if you keep going, if you start following those dreams, if you become that wonderful, vibrant energy that he was attracted to in the first place, that gives him all the more reason to come after you and get better.
Right. And I just have to trust that if that's going to happen, it will. Right, you're right. But, you're so smart.
This comes from a lot of years of stepping in the wrong way. Sometimes we're so close. We want so badly to help people that we forget that maybe they're not here to get our help. They're here to learn to be strong within themselves. Not only that, but, you know, if you're so, you know, tied up in him and his problems, you have no life.
Absolutely. And, I mean, that's part of what's making this so difficult is that we had business together. We had a lot of things entwined. And so when he relapsed, everything that I had built sort of fell apart. So one thing I know is that I can't, whatever I build in my life cannot be dependent or relying upon really on anyone else. It has to be mine. But also, especially, I shouldn't be partners in a business with someone who could relapse at any time. I mean, that's just not.
No, good, and you know, that was pressure too. That was pressure too. And, you know, I can remember it with one of my marriages, you know, I've had three. I was too young. The next I was, you know, desperate, and the third was absolutely magic, and he passed away. But he's in a great place now.
That's beautiful. At least you got to know that and have that. That's wonderful.
Oh, absolutely. But with the second one, I suddenly, there was lots and lots of money all over the place, and it was just so cool, and it was so wonderful. And when the marriage ended, so did the money, and I realized that unless I earned it myself, I wasn't entitled to it.
Mm-hmm,
and, you know, so it's kind of, you know, one of those things. You have to remember that you have to earn it yourself. You have to grow it yourself. You have to make it happen yourself. And then when you're a total person, when you're content within your own reality, then you get magic.
Right, right.
So, and you want magic.
I do. We all do, I guess. But I feel like I've been living sort of a splint, like a fragment of my potential and my purpose. And this relationship definitely has sort of swallowed me whole, because he has required a lot of time and energy and effort and support. And he is like a tornado that every once in a while rips everything apart, and we sort of started over several times.
Mm-hmm.
Never quite this bad.
You really have to step back.
Okay. I hear that.
And get your life together. And once that happens, then he has the incentive to do the same thing with his life.
Right.
But without your help, he has to do it on his own.
Right. And I just have to have faith that whatever tomorrow brings is the perfect thing.
and I can absolutely promise you that if you get your life together and everything going forward, I can promise you magic and miracles and a soulmate. Now, who that soulmate is, I don't know, but I know that I know you will have earned one and deserve one.
Right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Really, really, really inspiring and calming at the same time. So thank you so much. I know you've got lots of people waiting, so I don't want to take up so much time. But thank you so much. I'm going to continue listening to the rest of your show.
Absolutely.
You're so wise.
Take care now.
Thank you, Barbara.
Bye bye. Okay, no cats stepping on me. Okay, we've got Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how are you? So
doing
glad
well.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. I'm so glad I got through. I'm in quite a crisis. I've been doing a lot of work to change my life, myself.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much based on a very difficult childhood, and I'm doing therapy and really kind of in the midst of all the pain of seeing, you know, assessing what's happened.
Yeah.
And that's all great. But besides that, I also am seeing incredible resistance that may have been there my whole life. I may have developed certain ways of being, of withdrawing and so on. But
mm-hmm.
I'm very, very upset, because no matter what I do, it's like there's part of me that's just absolutely not willing to work to get myself better. Even though I am working to get myself better, there's another part that it's like I'm sour grapes about doing things. I'm afraid that I'm afraid of working. I have little difficulty with losing hope, just because it's been so, so long that I've been fighting, you know, my whole life and searching. And I'm wondering if you can somehow show me how do I get beyond this, or if you see that I'll get beyond it. And what you just promised the other woman was wonderful. You said if she gets her life together, she'll get, you know, abundance and soulmate and so on. What do you see in the future for me?
Well, do understand that she has to work for it.
Yes, I know. That was
the what I see here is that you know, certainly you've paid your dues, and you've been through the mill. Absolutely, you know, it's very, very obvious that you have had a difficult time, that you charted a great deal of learning experience for this lifetime, and you're certainly gathering up the stuff you need to gather up. It also feels as though you've been going through what I would call the dark night of the soul, which is, the Bible calls it the dark night of the soul. I think it's a lovely explanation, because it does sort of say, okay, you've been going through this shift of consciousness. You've been in a time frame where you almost feel like you're alone, even though you're in a crowd. And it's almost like you're out of sync with the rest of the world, and nothing, you know, what matters to other people doesn't really matter to you, because you're having issues figuring other aspects of life out that are truly more important to you than they are to other people.
Yeah.
And yep. You know, is there hope? Absolutely. Are you going to get better? I do believe so. I know that a lot of it is overcoming, you know, your habit of always figuring, you know, well, the worst always happens, so why should it not happen this time type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's that law of attraction is really hard to work with when you're really as down as far as you are, and you're really down. There's no doubt about
yeah.
it. But here's where the law of attraction really does work, and you know, you can put it into effect. It's you know, positive affirmations. It's knowing that you do deserve, and at this point in time, I don't think you actually do really believe that you deserve to have good things happen. You want it, but I think that from what I'm seeing here, you really almost just figure things are going to, you know, screw up somehow and nothing's going to come of it and stuff like that. But basically you're putting out that negativity and that's what you're getting back. I do feel balance and justice here in your life. I do feel that you are going through a period of time where you're forgiving yourself for the difficulty you've set for yourself. The dark night of the soul type stuff is like you're going through a tunnel, and you're through it, you're out of it, there's light here, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and you're just not seeing it because you just don't believe that it exists.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is here. You have, I would say from February on, you have been into a place where there are new beginnings. There is you are capable and of making fresh starts and having people treat you differently.
That's true.
And it's just, you know, if you don't demand a different treatment, and I'm not saying verbally demanding it, I'm saying being worthy of being treated differently, people won't change. You have a lot of people in your life that are very negative.
Yes.
And it feels to me as though you've sort of just given in to their negativity. You know, no matter what's going on in my life, I am always fabulous and I'm always wonderful, because I just refuse to accept the fact that life is, you know, in the dumps. It's a frame of mind that you have to work really hard on getting to. But once you get there, it not only becomes reality, it's phenomenal.
Can you repeat what you said again? It was, I'm always fabulous and wonderful. That's all I got.
Okay. If you, like I was explaining how when people ask me how I am, I'm always fabulous. I'm always fantastic. I'm always wonderful. And that I will say that even if I'm in my sick bed, I will probably say that, you know, as I'm dying, because it's become a habit with me, it's become a natural response with me, it's because I'm putting out there, I am wonderful, I am fabulous, and no matter how I look or what I seem to be malingering with or anything like that, I'm always fabulous. And it's you say it enough, it becomes your reality.
Okay.
And basically, I can remember there was a time in my life where I was saying, I always attract losers. I, you know, if there is a jerk out there, I will attract them. And you know something? That's exactly what I attracted.
Yeah.
And I got to a point where I didn't want anybody in my life, and then there wasn't anybody. And then I said, okay, so long as it's spectacular and perfect and a soulmate for me, bring him on, but he better be fabulous. And you know what? 2 months later, it happened, and I was 65 when it happened. And, you know, I had given up hope of anybody actually wanting to live with me and 8 cats. So,
cats, wow.
Yeah, and he brought 3. So, yeah, but the reality is, if you wanted to expect it and state that that's what you deserve, and you don't say, this is what I deserve, you say, this is what I expect.
Uh-huh.
And there's
yeah.
a difference. And you start with the little things. You start with, hi, how are you? I'm fabulous. I'm great. And you don't say it sarcastically. You mean it. And you know something? The more you say it, even if nobody asks you, you look at the reflection of you in a mirror, or you see your reflection in a store, and you look and you say, I'm fabulous. I'm really fabulous. You know,
okay.
I things may be falling apart on me, but I'm fabulous. And and you need the laughter back in your life.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, it does become almost a joke when the universe puts a lot of negativity in your way, and it's like, oh, you must be joking. You think this is something? I mean, I've stopped saying to the universe, bring it on, because it does. But,
yeah.
You know, every now and then it's like, you must be joking. I have done this lesson before, for God's sakes. Let's just get on with it and find a new lesson to learn. No, you've got good stuff here. You've got great stuff here. You just have to actually start putting out there that life is wonderful. And you know, that you have wonderful people in your life. And I understand that you don't at this moment in time, but if you keep saying it, they will come. If you build it, they will come. If you create it, they will come to fulfill it. And it may not happen overnight, and it won't happen overnight. I promise you that, now that I said that, something wonderful will happen. But it takes time, and it takes, you know, reworking yourself so that you're not saying, you know, miserable people, miserable life, garbage this and garbage that. It's like, oh, and you can always find something fabulous in your life. You can always find something that is amazing. And sometimes it's as silly as, you know, finding a lid to a jar you knew you didn't have a lid to, or it's stepping outside and finding a nickel and saying, okay, there's the first nickel of my $1 million. You know, become a Pollyanna for a while, and once it becomes habit, once it becomes your way of life, the universe turns everything else around and fulfills what you're living.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
You got
it.
It's here.
You said I have negative people in my life. I've just cut off temporarily communication with my sisters. Is that who you're speaking about?
I'm not sure who.
Okay.
I just knew that there were negative people. And if they're blood relation, you can't cut them off completely. Make sure you send birthday cards and Easter cards and Halloween cards and Christmas cards. Keep the doors cracked open. Just don't put yourself in a position where you can get dumped on.
Okay.
Or criticized. And then when you feel really, really stronger, you know, take them on one at a time.
Okay.
But,
all right.
But,
thank you.
And when I say take them on, I mean go for lunch and see if everything they throw at you, you can just deflect into something you can laugh about or giggle about or, you know, not care.
Yeah. Okay.
You've got all you need here. You are a very strong lady and you know, you're gonna do just fine, but yet, you know, instead of taking a look at how things seem, you know, put out your own damn pattern. You know, I'm not going that way. That's not any fun. I'm gonna have fun with this.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
I really appreciate this. Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. And call back and let us know how things are going.
I will. God bless you. Thank you.
Take care.
I'll call back to say things are fabulous.
Absolutely. That sounds great.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now. Everybody, I do believe, goes through those kinds of times. And when we do go through those kinds of times, we have to switch them around. And the only way I know how to switch them around is by saying things are fabulous. And even if they're not as fabulous, the more you say it, the more it becomes it. And the universe really does listen to that. It's sort of like, all right, so she's not going to slip this time into, you know, a morose depression. Depressions are no fun. You can't even lose weight when you're depressed, so it's not worth anything. Okay. And I tried, and it doesn't work. Okay, we've got Brian. Hi, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Barbara. It's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too. How can I help?
Well, I got a bit of good news to tell you. Last week, I successfully defended my dissertation, and so looks like I'll be graduating in August.
Yay!
And so I wanted to pass that information along to you.
Oh, that's great.
And I got another bit of good news. Me and my ex-girlfriend, who I love very deeply, and she loves me as well, recently decided to reconcile. And
good.
To take it step by step. And I just want to know, how do you see that going for us and what it's going to lead to?
Well, so long as you go down a different path than you went down before, I think you're in great shape.
I totally agree.
I would try very hard to not linger too long on what didn't work.
Okay.
I would focus on talking on, communicating on, just what did work. And, you know, this went really well for us, you know, so let's do more of this. I would, you both know what didn't work, and part of it was communication.
Yes.
So work on your communication, work on really being honest without being cruel, and work on getting a greater synchronicity and rhythm between the two of you. The other thing that is a good idea to work on is making sure that both of you are working on your dreams, and your dreams are not the same.
Right.
So you both want different things out of life, but there is a synchronicity to them. They can coexist beautifully together. But make sure that neither of you has to give up their dreams for the other. And I think you have a really good chance of having a successful relationship this time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. You were easy today.
All right.
And congratulations. I think that's wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care now.
You too.
Bye-bye. It's so nice to have people call back in with great news like that. He's been calling the show for a long time, and we've been working with him right along. Cool stuff. Good for him. Okay, we've got Patricia here. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Barbara.
How are you doing? That's okay.
I'm doing good. Yeah, I had my headphones on. I had to yank them out. But thank you for taking my call. I have a question. My father is elderly, and I'm involved in the will, which I kind of feel like I don't want to anymore because I have a sister that's very contentious.
Okay.
And I wanted to find out if that was going to lift. You know, what's going to be the outcome?
Well, I'm not seeing him being terribly, terribly ill, is he?
No.
Okay. So this will could change at a moment's notice, right?
Yeah, it's just that, you know, we're trying to prepare because when my mom got ill, we were not prepared. And my dad is okay with, you know, preparing everything. And, I have a sister that is just pushing and pushing. And, you know.
Well, first of all, your dad isn't sick, and death is not imminent. And speaking as a parent who's in that kind of position as well, I know he's okay with you know, being prepared, but your sister is pushing too hard.
Yeah.
And neither of you, frankly, can, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, While you will both be the recipient of some stuff from your father's estate, the reality is you didn't earn any of it, so you really don't deserve any of it.
Oh, I understand that on my part.
So, well, and you know what? I don't think your sister could have enough because she really feels the need for having material things in order to know that you know, she is treasured, loved, and cherished. So It's important to her to have things. It's important for her to have to have everything fair, and it's going to be difficult for you. I wish I could say she's going to come to her senses, but you know, your dad isn't going anywhere. So you know, it's sort of like I don't know what the big deal is, because he's really and truly, he's okay. How old is he?
He's in his late 80s.
Okay.
And the situation is, I've left it alone. I mean, I don't even dwell on it, but she calls me from time to time questioning, because he made a will out many, many years ago. And they all decided that I should be the administrator. Well, she's the one in the background fanning the flame and wanting to control while my name is on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, to me, it's, I understand all that, and it's, I'm a very fair person, and I do understand, and I've explained to her that he earned his money and he can do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, you know,
I've been thinking about backing out.
No, he named you executor, and I certainly would leave that alone. Or, you know, but somebody in the chat room said get a good estate lawyer. But I'm pretty sure he wants a member of the family to be the executor. And so long as his will is explicit into who gets what, there's no question. But you know, this man could find a girlfriend and run off to Tahiti tomorrow, and there could be no estate left.
I kind of wish that was the case.
Well, you know, don't shortchange your dad. He easily could do that, and would deserve to do that. So,
right.
You know, and of course your sister would be running after trying to get him deemed, you know,
right.
out of his mind. But you know, this happens more frequently than not with siblings and parents who pass away. I understand wanting to have all your paperwork done, but he's not done living and he's not real sick, and he still has a quality of life here that is delightful. So she can worry all she wants. I would just let her stew. I mean, there's nothing, you have to listen to her because she's your sister, and you don't get to pick your siblings, unfortunately. So what you've got here is a situation where you're just going to have to not be upset by it, and all you can do is say, look, this is what he chose, and this is what we'll honor when the time comes, but it's not now.
She gets very verbally abusive, and I'm getting to the point where I'm really tired of it, and I've expressed to her that I don't deserve to be treated that, you know, to be dumped on.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very vindictive. And what I want, you know, is just to be away from it. I am thinking that if, you know, when the time comes many, 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 many years from now, that maybe there would be a lawyer to take care of it, because she puts a lot of stress on me.
Well, then that is a good idea. Ask your father to appoint his lawyer or executor, and then you don't have to have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, just tell your father that he, much as you love him, it's better to have a lawyer do this, because it's creating problems with you and your sister.
Yeah.
And to have a non-family member be the executor, you can easily do that. And that way she can try to bug a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
I would say your father, I mean, is she the only other sibling?
Oh, no. There's many of us. But she does put a controlling hand over everybody. She has to know what everybody's doing. And she blames everybody, and, you know, things she's a victim. And
then I think Walk in the Light has a really good point, and just ask your father to appoint a lawyer so that there's not any dissension among the troops when he does pass away.
Yes, okay. I will. That has been on my mind, and I need it, you know, some type of confirmation, because I don't deserve to be mistreated.
That doesn't mean, by the way, that she'll stop mistreating you.
Oh, well, she will. She
okay.
will.
All right, but then there's not going to be a vindictiveness when he does pass away. And just explain to your father that this way it keeps peace among everybody. And
okay.
And I'm sure he'll be fine with that.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate your word of advice. I needed that because I think that's where my feelings are right now, you know, to be peaceful.
And you know, the lawyer will just follow whatever his wishes are, and there won't be any argument.
Right, yeah, that sounds like the best way.
And then everybody's on the same. Then everybody's on the same on the same page. Everybody is equally treated, and that's probably the best way to do it. Because no matter what you do or say, she's going to think you're manipulating it, and you know, then maybe even try to contest the will. So I would absolutely just have him appoint his lawyer, and then you know, let her figure out how to bug a lawyer. And
right.
there's no way to bug a lawyer without having to pay a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Yeah, anybody she can blame, she'll do it. And I hate to think that way, but it's true. And I just want peace and harmony.
Well, and you'll get it. And, you know, you may have to listen to her gripe, but I think it's a great way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So basically, she's not lifting, and the way to go is to appoint a lawyer to have more peace.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, if I were your father, I'd say absolutely anything to shut both of you up. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't talk about it at all with him. It's just that when she calls me, and I'm going to start revealing to him that she's talking behind the scenes.
I wouldn't even go that far. I would just tell him that in order to keep, you know, family harmony, that it's really important to have a lawyer do this, because it's not fair to you, because, you know, you just, you're gonna have trouble with it. And so it's better to have a lawyer do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, that's the route I'm going to go when it comes up, and let it be.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Actually, I think, you know, when there's a death of a parent or a relative, it brings out the very, very worst in people. And sometimes the worst people even get worser. And you know, true colors do fly. And unfortunately, people start grabbing for things they didn't earn and they don't deserve. And it's a very sad thing. If you go back 300-400 years ago when this country was being settled, you know, the wills left a feather bed to somebody and a gun and two sheep to other people. And, you know, there wasn't as much stuff as there is today. And it gets very complicated. And, you know, people should have to take it all with them, or, you know, that would be the best of all possible worlds. But then you'd be encumbered with it, and it's ridiculous. It is, after all, just stuff. Some of it has great memories to it, and I think everybody deserves to have memories that you know, things that are reminiscent of a person, but it doesn't have to be big things. It can be small things. And so anyhow, a lawyer is usually the best way to go. So we've got Susan in California. Hi, Susan. How's it doing today?
Hi. I'm not in California. I'm in England.
You're in England. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. It's the middle of the night there, isn't it?
Oh, it's just after 10 o'clock, so it's not that
late. Oh, all right. All right. That's right. You're 6 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
So you're already in tomorrow. How can I help?
Can I get a general reading for what's happening over the next 3 to 6 months? And we'll see what comes up, and maybe we can focus on one or two things if it comes up.
Okay. It does feel here as though very important for you understanding the aspect of truth and being honest with yourself and honest with other people over the next 6 months especially. And I'm not saying that you lie. I'm just saying that sometimes you haven't thought enough to give a very intense answer to a lot of questions that are being thrown at you. It does feel like there's a sense of birthing new aspects of yourself. It feels like there are projects, there are things going on in your life here that are being are beginning to manifest within your reality. And as you get into the May timeframe, there seems to be a duality here, as though there are two different directions and or projects that you're involved in, and it does feel as though things are beginning to really crank, things are beginning to move. I feel a sense of there being a greater intensity in life and focus on all things that are connected to you as you get into the June timeframe. Here's where new energy flows through you and new energy flows within your life. It's almost like you're rejuvenated, reborn, renewed, whatever word you want to call it. It's almost like you've been through difficulties and lessons and over hurdles and things like that, and here's where you finally establish a very wonderful new flow of energy here. As you get into July, you have the law of karma, which means you're going to have a lot of things coming into your life that are tie-ups and completions from lifetimes past. You're going to have things occurring that have to do with lifetimes past. You're going to have a lot of that coming into your life over the summer. It feels as though tying up loose ends is very, very, very important. And it feels as though there are new people coming into your life and there are old people leaving. And I'm not talking about people dying. I'm just saying old friends are sort of, some old friends, not all, but some, are drifting away. There's a sense here of a realigning of the people around you. And it feels as though you're pulling body, mind, spirit together. You're moving into new aspects of life. I kind of feel like there is a new, there's justice and balance being brought into your life. There's a sense of opening up to new potentials and new prospects. And as you hit October, there's Phoenix rising energy here, which would suggest reborn out of the ashes of the old. So you're rebirthing, you're renewing, you're reinventing yourself. And as you get into November, here's where there's a lot of spiritual energy, a lot of intuitive insight here that is flowing, and you're certainly embraced by love as you get into the December timeframe. And this is universal love, so it's the universe saying you've done really a good job. You're living your philosophy and you're living your dreams and you're living those principles that you have inside of yourself that you've been working on for so very long. And it feels as though there are new aspects of yourself becoming manifest here. You're certainly letting go of things that have weighed you down, and you're allowing yourself to, there's a sense of flight, there's a sense of spreading your wings, of creating new foundations and opening yourself up to the potential that you've carried within for so very long, and you haven't manifested yet. And it does feel as though this is a time of immense change for you, and I feel that, you know, immense change is not always, you know, very comfortable, and it never, as far as I can tell, flows easily. But it does feel, yeah, as though, it does feel as though it's you're in labor and you're birthing new qualities of yourself. And if you've had children or anyone out there who's had a child, you know that labor really is not comfortable, but the results are always amazingly fabulous.
Yeah, I was just wondering, is there any kind of a romantic, anything around me coming in? What do I need to know? I'm looking for a change in career, work, that sort of thing.
As far as, isn't there a relationship now?
No.
Okay, it feels like one is just right on the edge here then, because your cards do show a relationship. And it does feel as though there are new foundations that have been laid, and there is a relationship here. And so I would say within the next couple of months there are people coming into your life, one of whom will be someone that you are in a committed relationship with. And as far yes.
And that's around me now, is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that the cards are saying that it's there, the energy is there, and it does feel as though people are going to be coming into your life. I'm not seeing it being somebody that you already know. This is someone new, and it feels as though they're coming in very soon, within the next month or so.
Oh, that'd be interesting to see how that happens. Yeah.
I mean, and you don't have to go anywhere or be anywhere in order to actually meet this person. You know, this is someone that you're going to meet, you know, almost as though it almost feels as though it's going to feel cosmically arranged. It's going to feel as though magic happens and there this person is, and it probably, you know.
So I've never met this person in the past, is that what you're saying?
Nope, you haven't. This is a totally new person.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I met somebody a few months ago that I was quite attracted to, and I haven't seen since. It was at a party, and I know he's got a lot of issues, but I felt a very strong pull to him, but it just didn't feel healthy, and I don't know what's going on in his mind.
He may well be one of the persons that I'm seeing, but I don't think so. Because the people I'm seeing coming into your life have no red flags. They have no major issues. They're emotionally stable and intellectually amazing, and have been out of relationship for at least a year.
Good. I have no idea how.
Oh, well, don't worry. The universe takes care of that. You don't have to worry about that at all.
Well, it's been so long. You know, it's not even a little while, like it's been ridiculously long.
No, I can understand that. I know it took me 13 years when I was waiting. So, and I wasn't waiting for 13. I wasn't ready for 13, you know, and you have to be ready for this. And
yeah, and that's true. I wasn't ready, and now I'm getting ready, in all honesty.
Yeah, you know, when you really are ready, the universe is going to make it happen. And it does feel like it's coming very, very soon. I thought there was one now. It's that close. So I think we're in great shape here. And as far as a job goes, are you currently now working?
Yeah.
Kind of would like you to change jobs.
I want to, but nothing's come up yet.
Are you putting resumes out there? Are you looking for new directions?
Oh, yeah. No, I've been. I'm doing everything I can.
Okay. It feels to me as though this summer is the time you find something.
Do you see me staying and living in the country where I am? Or am I here for good, for a reason? I just feel like I'm here for a reason. I don't know what it is.
No, I don't think you're there for good. I think you're there for a while, but I don't think you're there for good. And part of why you're there is that there's a nurturing element there for you on a spiritual level that you're sort of soaking up. There's also past life stuff that you're tying up there. And
past life relationships that I have to do?
Past life. Well, yeah, I mean, there, you know, are all sorts of relationships, so sure. But I'm not talking about romantic ones. I'm talking about relationships with people and past life situations that occurred there. And in many ways, you're sort of tying up loose ends geographically as well. I think once you leave there, you won't have to go back.
Yeah, but where am I going after this? How?
I think that it, from what I can see, it'll have something to do with work. What is it you do?
What will have something to do with work? Move, you mean?
I think strongly that it will be your job that moves you rather than you moving you.
That would be easier. I just don't. I don't know when or how. So if that's the case, and it doesn't sound like I'll be in a relationship for long, because you won't move countries for a job and then take the relationship with me. So.
Oh, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Do not even go there. If the relationship is as spectacular as I think it's going to be, it will be manifest so that no matter where you go, the relationship goes with you.
Yeah, I'm just still puzzled as to why it's taken so long.
Lots of times it's because even though we're perfect, we could be more so. And
yeah, but other people are imperfect and they still find someone throughout their life, you know.
Yes, there are other people that are not perfect that find relationships that are not perfect. And you are a very intense lady, and you have expectations as to relationship, and you know, you're absolutely right about them. And it just feels here as though you're the kind of person that will have the amazing, magical relationship that everybody looks for but doesn't always get.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, though, when you wait so long that could actually happen.
I totally hear what you're saying, mm-hmm. and I absolutely can tell you from experience that when you least expect it, a soulmate turns up, and it is phenomenal.
Do you know right away?
I don't think there are fireworks, if that's what you mean, but I do believe that right away you know that there is something here. I can't put a finger on it, but wow, there's something really amazing going on here, and you're going to feel like you're not in control of this, and everything seems to happen right. And then you'll get to the point.
So there's no large time. In other words, there's no big
no
time.
No, there's no struggle. There's no nothing. It all falls into place, and it falls into place so fast you can't even think about how you would like to manipulate it because it happens.
So you don't even have to question it, in other words.
No, you don't question it at all. People will think you're crazy, but you don't question.
And this is never somebody that you could have met and they come back into your life when they're in the right frame of mind. Does that happen?
That does happen sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
But it takes, you know, 20 years or so for the changes that, you know, we're talking about to happen. It's amazing, and it does work, and I've experienced it, so I can absolutely say it does work. So I would just work on yourself some more, and you know, and I'm not seeing intensive work or anything like that. I'm just seeing, you know, get your act together and become content mm-hmm. within your own reality, and once you're there. Magic happens.
Yeah, I think I kind of believe that a woman attracts the male when she's in the right frame of mind. I think she becomes like a magnet. That's what I got, my gut feeling is.
I believe that it's reciprocal. And that both people have to be ready for this kind of relationship for it to work.
But what I mean is that the female draws the male into her life. That's what I think.
I think it's, again, I'm going to say it again, it's reciprocal. Both people are ready for this and they draw each other. I don't think that either person has greater control of the situation. Women are more forthcoming. Women are more aggressive than men are, but it doesn't work if both people aren't in the right place at the right time.
Can you tell me, I don't know whether you're that kind of a psychic, but can you tell me anything about this person?
I can tell you that they are definitely a match for you intellectually. I can tell you that they have been out of a relationship for a great period of time. I can tell you that they are not in need of a teacher or a shrink or a nurse or a mother. In other words, they're emotionally healthy, so they don't need to be fixed. And they have an amazing sense of humor. I can't give you a physical description because I'm not getting one. But yeah. I do know. Sorry about that. But it does feel here as though, you know, this is a person that will not exactly be what you think you're looking for, but will be perfect for you.
Oh, whenever people say that, it always frightens me.
well, you know, the thing is, sometimes we have perceptions of what the perfect person for us would be. And you know, sometimes that perception doesn't include all the important things, and you know, you end up with a book with a pretty cover and nothing inside. All I'm saying is that this person is going to be perfect for you, and you will certainly be attracted to this person. There's no question about that. So that you know, if you're only drawn to blondes, blue-eyed blondes and people over 6 feet, this person may not be that, but they also are not going to be a midget. You know, it's going to be someone you are attracted to. And I would imagine, unless you're a midget too, doesn't look like you are. No, it's going to be somebody that you're attracted to. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that in the past has always been a hard thing. That's been the biggest problem, is with attraction.
Well, you know, if there's no attraction, you move on. It's real easy.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. You do move on, but it's very rare. The attraction is rare.
Well, that's why it's so special.
Yeah.
It's gotta be. It'll be there. You know, you'd be amazed at what the universe can do if you challenge it, if you say, okay, it's got to be spectacular, or I'm not wasting my time. It's that simple.
Oh, I said that and it didn't work.
Well, it seems to me that if you've said that and then they sent you something that wasn't quite exactly what you wanted, you probably said something to yourself like, well, nothing's perfect, nobody's perfect. And if you settled for less than you deserved, then you got what you deserved. If you move on and say, nope, this isn't it, send better, it does.
Yeah. We'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
We'll give a call back when this happens. You call back, because I always like to hear wonderful stories about people who don't expect magic and they get it.
Yeah, I've had coincidences that are mind blowing in my life,
mm-hmm.
but nothing romantically mind blowing. Nothing, mm-hmm. no romance, no real love or romance ever.
No, it's about time.
I know it's about time, but it seems very challenging. Put it that way.
Well, leave that up to the universe and just, you know, work on yourself. I promise you, it will be amazing.
I'm just at the tail end of it all, so let's hope so.
Okay.
Let's see what we do. Okay. Well, thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye bye now.
Bye.
Okay. All right. So we've got Diana here. Hi, Diana. Are you going into the hall to talk?
Yeah, well, I went outside because now the kids are getting out of school and being loud in the hall. I'm the one from California. A lot of that reading sounded like it would apply to me, so you probably won't have to spend as much time with me. Most of my questions are answered. But the whole reason I called you is last night when I woke up, they were singing, because I get songs a lot, The Nightlight. And so when I signed on the computer today and checked in at Blog Talk Radio, I saw Nightlight written on your show, so I figured I'm supposed to call you today. And I don't think I've talked to you for like a year and a half. long time ago, before I even left. I've been on the road for a year and a half. And I also had visions of Native Americans dancing for me and shifting energy through me. And this was not just the dream I woke up with. They kept on with me staying awake. I could watch them. They were all dressed and dancing. And yeah, it was so cool. So I'll just let you talk now. Why did I call you?
Well, actually, you've been in a number of past lifetimes. You've been an Indian shaman, so it would not surprise me that you were having remembrances of things like that and drawing things like that into your energy field. You're at a time of transition. You're at a time when things are changing. You're at a time where what you sent out there is returning to you greatly magnified. This is a time where, for some reason, the veil for you is very thin these days. So I would imagine that you're being visited by spirits of from the other side on a pretty regular basis. And I would imagine that you may even be having a humming in your ears or a ringing in your ears as they try to talk to you and communicate with you. And if you're not experiencing it now, it certainly is something that you're going to be. Feels as though your the spirit energy around you is profound. It's just profound. And you know, aside from, you know, your dancing stuff, it does feel as though there are, family members that have crossed over that are around a lot. There apparently are guides and things like that here. But the fact that you've been a shaman in past lives is really the most profound thing that comes through, because it feels like you're going through a time of awakening those aspects within yourself so that you have access to that energy, to that wisdom that you carried during those lifetimes. So I would even say, you know, channeling and writing things down and getting even more familiar with being able to channel is a really good idea for you. Do you do that on a regular basis?
Yes. I don't always know if I'm channeling, though. I hear only a little bit when I first wake up, and if I don't write it down before I go to the bathroom, then I forget it. So, but yes, I am doing a new meditation, and I'm using my Stargate, so I think all the dimensions of myself are pouring into me now. So, yes, I am remembering, and I have a sort of magical relationship that is coming about, and that's one of my questions, because you haven't said anything about that yet, is if that is going to, it's like a working, maybe romance later on, relationship. Do you think I'm right about that?
I think that from what I can see, there is a relationship here, absolutely, and it's somebody that you've been with in other lifetimes, so that there is a great familiarity here. And almost a telepathic link, which is kind of cool.
I seem to be able to talk to his higher self, but I'm not sure if it's trickled down to him yet. But I have even so. But yes, we've met, and it was an amazing connection. But you know, the man is not going to tell you he knows until he has really talked to his higher self. So. That's great, but I interrupted you. I'm sorry. Was there something else to say about it? Something I need to be aware of?
No. I just, you know, it's really important that you continue your own journey. That it feels like he's got a journey as well.
Yes.
And I said, and from what I can see, is the freedom is really important to you. And having your own space and being in your own space, it's fine to share that, by the way, but you know, having your own space is really important. From what I can see here, you know, you've worked really hard. You've got a great balance going on here, and it's time to celebrate, and I think the universe wants you to celebrate, relax, and have a good time instead of being so focused and serious all the time. But you know, you do tend to get over serious, and just, you know, I just want to tell you to enjoy yourself and to enjoy the trip, because it's a phenomenal one, and don't question so much, but enjoy what's going on around you.
Well, I am ready to work. You know, I'm ready to start earning the money so that I can buy the things I need for me and my car. I've been out here for a year and a half, and that's part. And then I have worked. I have done the work that I've gotten to the level to find my soulmate. And my soulmate on the other side, I'm sure he's the one who brought this person to me. So I'm ready to work with somebody else. I can share my space because it's a person who has done as much as I have done. You know, when you've gotten to that level and somebody, it's like he sang a song to me, and I can't remember what song it was now, but it was about well, do you remember that song, Sister Christian? You're motoring.
I think so.
You've got him in your sight now. They didn't want me to fly, and I had told everybody goodbye because I was leaving where I was. And then something happened to the car, and I had to stay. And then the next day, I found this meetup where I met the man. So I should have taken that warning, the price you'd pay for flight, because you've got Mr. Wright in your sight. So I really feel, and the Spirit's really moving through me now, that I'm going to be working with him, but I'm ready right now. And it's not going to stop me from being a gypsy. I mean, other people have said, you still got a lot of places to go and all that. Well, you know, it's time for me to work, to get money, to really healthy take care of myself, because living in a car for a year and a half, light working and making it to this point has been kind of rough. But I'm glad that you told me about the shaman activity, and, you know, I am bringing in. Once you find your higher self, there's more than one. There's another higher self. Well, I didn't know that. I just thought, here I am in the Akashic, I'm learning all this soul stuff, and I tied up a lot of past life traumas and all that stuff. And then all of a sudden I find out we got 12 dimensions at least to trickle down.
At least. Yeah, you know, every time you think
so
you've
cool.
arrived, every time, you know, it's sort of like it's like any journey. As soon as you arrive, the point of the journey is done, and you have to take another journey to grow. So that arriving any place just means, oh, damn, I'm back at square one, and I have to, you know, now I have to pack again, and I have to get on the road again. And whether it's a spiritual road or a literal road, I think that your journeying is a profound reflection of what's going on inside of you. And there is that aspect of, you know, if you knew where you were going, there wouldn't be any purpose to the trip. So,
oh, that's true. And I did a great healing last week too. The guy that I love that died reminded me. Remember when you healed me? And he kept looking all day and saying, "How'd you do that? How'd you do that?" I was doing that to myself. How'd I do that? How'd I do that? I did an instant healing of a finger crush turning into a big blister that had been cut. I did an instant healing, but I let it hurt for like 20 minutes before I tried to heal myself because I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I don't have a home. I don't have a knife back. I don't have And I just stuck it in the Stargate and told the energies to come down and went and healed. So I know I guess that's shaman energy, but that's really great. So I know that there's a whole lot more coming than I even imagined, like you said, tenfold of more than I manifested.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be great, and I'll definitely keep in touch. Of course, other people in Block Talk Radio are probably tired of hearing me because I call in somebody different every week and tell them how great it is.
I think it's a great journey you're on, and I would love to have you call us back and let us know how you're doing.
I have to tell you one thing, though. I called you before my mom died, and I was in a horrible situation. And everybody else that I had called, I was brand new to Block Talk Radio over a year and a half ago. It was in 2011, around September, July, August, September. And everybody else had told me I was pushing too hard. So then one day there you were, and you said, that boulder is right on the edge. All you got to do is push it a little bit harder. That was the last time I talked to you. So I thought, oh, that was fantastic. And then, you know, I lost my computer because it got stolen when I was on the road. And I just didn't get to calling people for a while. And so now I'm starting to call people back, and I just thought that I remembered that about you. That was great. So do you always have that Nightlight thing on your show, or was that just today?
No, my show is on Nightlight. It's on every Friday from 4 to 6, and it's on Wednesday night from 8 to 10.
Oh, okay. So it's always has the same, what that says Nightlight on there.
Yes, I've been Nightlight
since.
That's
the first hit.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that was the first time I noticed it, just because they were singing that song to me last night.
Oh,
they were singing,
cool.
You Got the Nightlight, Baby. You know. So that attracted me to your show today. And that's why I hung on, even though I was in the library and you have to leave when you get your call and all that stuff. So it's been great talking to you. Thank you so much. You're very, very good. I'm going to have to really remember to call you back in a month. Thank you,
Barbara.
That would
be lovely. Thank you. Take care now.
You too.
Okay, we've got to squeeze Lisa in. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Our pleasure.
How are you, Barbara?
Fabulous.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was struggling with two questions and just, like, getting to know some things. But I wanted to know what you pick up for my career, as far as I'm speaking at an event next month, the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
What do you pick up about that for me?
Feels like it's going to be the opening of a new beginning for you. There are new beginnings here. It feels as though you're at a place where you're beginning to manifest some aspects of life that you hadn't played with before, and it does feel as though there are fresh starts and new beginnings, and it's just sort of like the opening of a door for you. So it feels like that you're going to make some connections or some networking, or there will be some offers that come through because of it. It just feels like it's a wonderful experience for you.
Wonderful. What do you pick up for me about I guess love, because that's one area that I want a new beginning. Because I've done the work on myself. I'm really just being everything I want to attract, but I'm also, like, you know, working on being disciplined and responsible in my career. So I guess, what do you pick up? Because I have an event where there should be a lot of gentlemen tomorrow, professional event. But whatever you pick up for me, nice, because I am looking for that long term soulmate relationship.
Well, yeah, I think that there definitely is one coming. I'm not seeing a committed relationship until August, but that doesn't mean you won't be dating and, you know, stuff like that between now and then, because I do believe you will be. It does feel as here, as far as love goes, that there are two new people coming into your life, but, you know, you're still working on yourself to a great degree, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And it feels as though you're not quite there, but you will be. And by the time you get, you know, into the June time frame, that's when I see people starting to really come into your life. They could easily come in earlier, but here's where I actually see them. And it does feel as though there is definitely somebody here that you will become involved with, and it will be a long-term relationship for you.
Do you pick up? Not, I'm never going to ask about looks. I'm always more interested in, because I know if I manifest a certain look or whatever, characteristics, like character traits, things like that, persons.
I think very independent, very intelligent, someone who respects other people's intellect and takes the time to find out if they have it or not. I feel that this will be somebody that will certainly be a match for you, if not a challenge on some levels, and someone who enjoys the fact that you have a brain in your head and you use it. And, you know, not all men do.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was laughing.
And it does feel as though the person is a very hard worker, independent, not rich, but not poor, and has you know, goals of their own that they're working towards, which is really a fabulous thing. They feel industrious, and they have great incentive, and they are, I don't want to say ambitious, because that almost says that you know, they're looking to climb over other people, and this person doesn't feel that way. It feels as though they're ambitious for their own character and development. They're more so than, you know, getting ahead of other people. So, good sense of humor, too.
said, is it, these are two new people? I mean, do you pick up anything about the second one, or are they just new guys, or is it, I mean, one out of the two of them someone that I already know?
Nope, all new.
Okay. Do you pick up what the second one is like?
I mean, they both have very similar qualities. But again, you know, also don't discount anybody that you're with now at this moment in time. You know, you want to make sure that you don't slam any doors here, because you just never know when magic is going to happen. So
yes.
Sit back and let the universe do its job.
The one person that I can't even say I'm involved with him, because I haven't seen him. But you know, he's still in my life, but I haven't seen him. That's why I'm like, that particular energy of that gentleman, is that an energy you see shifting and moving closer or changing up, or do you see that? I ask because I know you pick up on that type of stuff. I mean, just
no. What I'm feeling is this is somebody. These are new people coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, again, don't slam the doors on old people.
Mm-hmm.
So just be open for new potential here. It's a good thing.
Definitely will stay open to that. Oh my
goodness. Okay.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care now. Thanks for holding on for so long.
Thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Want to thank everybody who was in the queue and everybody who was so patient in the queue and everybody who was in the chat room. Thank you so much. You make the show enjoyable, and I love the fact that you challenge Jeannie and make her work so hard. She can now go take a nap. But do tune in next Friday. We'll have James Luce with us, and next Wednesday we'll have Lynn Buss on the show on Wednesday night, and it'll be a fascinating show with all sorts of wonderful stuff about numerology that is totally fascinating. So thank you all so much for being here, and I will see you or talk to you, or I'll be seeing you. Take care now. Bye-bye.